What course of action did you then undertake?
I told her I'd call her back in a few minutes.
Meaning Officer...
Officer Davis back in a few minutes, as I had something else to do. I called her back in a few minutes to see if Anita had shown up yet.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
At that point in time, had Officer Ferguson reported to Gate 7?
She had not. I had Officer Stephen Peterson and myself get in a patrol unit, and we drove by Gate 7, and I still did not see Anita at her post.
Approximately what time would this have been?
About 7:10, 7:15.
And as you best recall, what time was Officer Ferguson supposed to have been at Gate 7?
Approximately 7 o'clock.
So, on the drive-by in this patrol unit, Miss Ferguson had yet to report, is that correct?
That's correct.
At Gate 7?
Right.
What course of action then followed?
I was going to stop and go up to the post, but we received another phone call, another radio call, to pick the officer up at S-66.
Is that a building on Hughes' premises?
Yes, and that officer was supposed to be taken back to Gate 3.
Is Gate 3 the main gate?
Main gate, yes it is.
So, did you, in fact, pick up another officer from the building you identified and take that officer to Gate 3?
Yes, I did.
Then what happened?
Then we went back to Gate 7 and... No, wait, we didn't go back to Gate 7. I called Officer Davis again. But this time Officer Ferguson answered the phone, and I asked her why she was late in getting to her post. And she told me that she had stopped to make a phone call, that she had a sick uncle who was possibly dying of cancer, and she stopped to call him and see how he was doing.
All right. And at that point, did you proceed to Gate 7?
Yes, I did.
Then what occurred?
I had Officer Steve Peterson and myself went to... I'm all off track.
When you're testifying, just tell the truth as you best remember it.
Yes.
All right. Now, you've given testimony this afternoon, today.
I'm ahead of myself.
All right. What point are you ahead of yourself?
I'm ahead of myself going to the gate calling.
Well, take your time because we want to know actually what occurred. Go back to the point in your narrative where you feel you got off.
Okay, I didn't call the gate. I called the gate and Officer Newton answered, which is now her married name is Trish Davis.
You made another call?
Right.
Back to Gate 7?
Right, and Officer Trish Davis said that Anita still had not shown up for her post.
You had called Gate 7 at that point?
Right.
Officer Ferguson did not answer, rather the other officer?
Exactly.
Then what occurred?
Steve Peterson and I got in a patrol unit. We went around the area to see if she, Anita, had gone back to her post at the gate.
Approximately what time would it have been?
I'd say between 7:15 and 7:20.
All right. And Officer Ferguson was expected at 7 o'clock?
Yes.
At Gate 7, you were driving in the general area. Then what occurred?
We looked around the perimeter, and we didn't see her anywhere. So I decided to go inside the perimeter through Gate 3, down towards her post, Gate 4, to see if she was still coming from there.
All right.
As we approached Gate 4, we stopped a few feet from the RTD trailer because we noticed Anita coming out from the RTD trailer.
What is this RTD trailer?
It's another building, and it's the RTD. It happens to be a trailer.
You saw Officer Ferguson coming from this building?
Right.
Approximately what time?
I'd say about 7:20, 7:25.
All right.
She was carrying a brown paper sack, which she laid on top of a Dempsey dumpster that was a few feet from the area she had exited, and laid it on top of some bags, and proceeded to walk towards Gate 7 through the plant range area of S1.
Then what occurred?
After she was out of sight, Officer Peterson and myself got out of the vehicle and retrieved the brown paper sack from atop the Dempsey dumpster. They were 3 Jack Daniels bottles, the carton that they were in, and a couple of bottle caps.
Did you have occasion to actually touch the bottles of Jack Daniels?
I did. They were slightly cold, and they still had some residue in them.
Well, all 3 bottles have been... The caps were off.
Yes, that's correct.
And was there some, you saw, residue of whiskey in each of the bottles?
Yes.
How much residue?
I'd say anywhere between a teaspoon and a tablespoon.
This was the same paper bag that you personally observed Miss Ferguson putting on the Dempsey dumpster. Then what occurred?
We, Officer Peterson and I, drove out of Gate 3 and went on to Gate 7.
Okay. Was Miss Ferguson at Gate 7 when you came about that time?
Yes, she was.
Approximately what time in the afternoon would this have been?
About 7:30, 7:35. We went inside. I had Officer Peterson wait in the vehicle, and I had Officer Trish Davis go into the vehicle, and at that time I asked Anita if she had been drinking.
What did she say?
She said no, she had not.
She denied it.
Yes, she did.
Then what occurred?
I said, well, I think you have, Anita, because I can smell it coming from you. And she said that she still denied it again. And then she said I could believe what I wanted to believe.
All right. Then what occurred?
I said I would have to go back to the gate and talk to Lieutenant Turner and tell him what I had found, which I did.
And you say the gate...
Gate 3.
Is the main gate?
All right, the main gate. I advised Lieutenant Turner what I had found. He asked me what I was going to do. And I said, I'm going to have to suspend her pending investigation.
Okay. What did Lieutenant Turner indicate?
He said, if that is what I wanted to do, that's what I'd have to do. Sergeant Tate accompanied me and Trish Davis back to Gate 7. I had Trish Davis take over the post, and Anita accompanied Sergeant Tate and myself back to the gate.
Tate is T-A-T-E?
That's correct.
All right. So then Ms. Ferguson was, I guess, in your terms, relieved at Gate 7?
Yes.